There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Good morning, guys. Welcome in.
Hello.
Just had that first sip just as the intro was kicking in, man. There's nothing like it.
I heard Tim go, or Jeff go, oh, yeah.
It's hitting good today.
Slaps.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee slaps.
Yep. So Kim thinks Taylor should get over it.
I know.
It was like a million years ago.
Like so over you.
Yeah. So we'll give you the response from Kim Kardashian's team. Speaking of which, Kanye's new business venture, evidently, porn. We'll have that story plus... the one fear that has prevented Patrick Mahomes from hosting SNL. Yeah, have you noticed he hasn't hosted Saturday Night Live yet? You would think there's obviously something he's very afraid of, and we'll tell you what it is.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Story as well, but first let's begin this hour's E! News with Taylor versus Kim Kardashian.
Yes. You know, Taylor wrote that song, Shake It Off, many years ago. But she definitely is someone that feels like she can't always shake it off because she holds on to a lot of things that have either happened to her or happened in relationships.
Until she writes a song about it, right? And then I assume she's over it at that point. Like, that's her outlet, no?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes... like there are a lot of repeat offenders, you know, like she wrote several songs and Jake Gyllenhaal made an appearance on multiple albums.
Yeah.
She's either holding long grudges or she just likes to, you know, go in there for inspiration.
Or right. I'm wondering too, like, did she write these songs that many years ago and couldn't fit them on the other 30 track albums? So they're making their debut on these 30 track albums.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, I don't consider you and I in a feud, Fritchie, but there are a lot of aspects and dynamics of our relationship that I don't know that I could cover in just one song.
You need like an entire anthology of hits,
yeah.
Jeff.
There's so many phases. I mean, think of all the different phases of our relationship and the history there.
I know. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember it was, I think it was like 2016 when Taylor and Kim and the whole thing went down with Kanye. And on Taylor's new album, she has that diss track called Thank You, Amy. It was over a decade ago since these two really had it out. And Kim is wondering why Taylor just can't shake it off and get over it. Inside sources are saying, you know, Taylor keeps holding on to all of this, and it has been years. I haven't been with Kanye in years. So that whole thing kind of is going down between those two.
Yeah, but I feel like that's what bullies and gaslighters say.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just punched you in the face, but I don't get why you just can't get over it.
And also, I would like to say that I feel like I would have to go back and do the research, but I feel like Kim Kardashian has never owned any of this.
No.
She's never apologized.
Not that I can remember.
She's never tried to read. That's what I'm saying. And I'd have to go back and research this. But I mean, she's never tried to be like, hey, that was a really crazy, dark part of my life. And I don't know why I did that. But what a bleep move to do to you. And as a woman to a woman, I just want to apologize. You don't have to like me ever in life. But I'm sorry. And that has never been out there. To my knowledge.
Like, would it kill her to say, you know what, that wasn't my finest moment, and I regret those actions.
Right.
That could have been the comment now instead of,
I sincerely apologize, and, you know, I'm going to try to do better.
She's just holding on to this. I don't know why.
Yeah. What's your problem?
I know. So, Kim Kardashian was on Jimmy Kimmel Live Monday night, and she did confirm that a lot of rumors that go around about her are true. And one of the ones that she did confirm, and I don't even know if I knew this, she blow dries her jewelry before putting it on because she doesn't like the way that cold metal feels on her skin.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't either. That might be something I would take. That's a good idea.
You used to wear a bracelet. Do you still?
No.
You don't? So maybe you should blow dry. Maybe you should bring that back. And then blow dry it and put it on and
I do wear a watch every day, so maybe
Do you?
I'm going to throw that blow dryer out because I never use it. I don't have enough hair for it.
Do you hate the way it feels when you put it on?
I don't really think about it.
Yeah. But also I'm thinking too, like, you know, sometimes those statement necklaces are really, really big on people. So maybe that's something she wants to do is just have that whole warming effect. I don't know, friends.
Well, last I heard, Kanye West was a pretty serious man of God, right? Like, he was doing those Sunday services there for a while.
He has his entire church. Doesn't he have like a big congregation and everything?
I'm assuming no one's talked about him in a while. And that's why I'm wondering if his holy era is over, because his rep told TMZ that he's thinking about launching a porn studio. That, again, this is from his rep telling TMZ, and he's even got a name for it, Yeezy Porn.
Oh.
The rep says he's working with a guy named Mike Maz, a veteran in the porn business who's been a producer, a casting director, and an art director over the years. And, he also happens to be the ex-husband of Stormy Daniels.
Well, this is interesting.
So Yeezy Porn could launch as early as the summer.
Well, I'll be sure to be on the lookout for that.
Did someone order a pizza?
I don't know. Maybe.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.